Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, who's expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings all year round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available in Farmington at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street. Also in Aztec at San Juan Health Partners Family Medicine at 120 Llano Street. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Well, as I mentioned, my guests on the program this morning from Presbyterian Medical Services here in Farmington, talking about the wonderful holiday event that has become a tradition here in the area, the Festival of Trees. Suzanne Donati is here from Presbyterian Medical Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Good to see you. Also, Melissa Sharp is here from the Festival of Trees Committee. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you here as well.
Thank you.
And as we get started here, let's talk a little bit about kind of the history of the Festival of Trees, because I know for folks who've been around as long as I have, it's been around for a long time, and it's been a fundraiser for Presbyterian Medical Services for the last several years.
Yes, it's been, this is the 16th year of Festival of Trees.
For PMS. So,
yes.
That's a long time.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been very grateful to have had it as a fundraiser for our organization, and it supports the programs in San Juan County.
So. Very good. And again, all the money raised does stay local, does
it
not?
Yes, it does. Yes, we have 6 programs in San Juan County, and all the money benefits those programs.
Very good. And talk to me a little bit about some of those different programs, because I know, and full disclosure, audience, I'm a member of the Board of Directors of Presbyterian Medical Services, as is Melissa. And so so we know a little bit about the organization and,
sure.
and why it's so important to the community.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've got a lot of great programs in this community. PMS, or Presbyterian Medical Services, is a statewide organization, but in San Juan County, we've got some unique programs that are only found in our county. some of those programs include, we have an adolescent residential treatment facility for youth who have severe behavioral health issues.
Right.
That's the only one for PMS in the state. We also have a children's developmental services program called Roundtree, and an adult, somewhat of a sister program to that, an adult program, which is called SHIELD.
Right.
And those two are just in our area. We've got the Farmington Community Health Center, which a lot of people are familiar with. It's that big building by American Home Furniture.
Right. And that's another relatively new building, at least.
Yeah, it feels new, but it's been...
I know, I keep saying that, right? It's,
right?
It seems like it's new, but it's been around for a number of years already.
Just about 4 years.
Right.
but it still really looks new, and it's kind of our flagship community health center for the state.
Right.
It's very large. It's the largest facility that we have.
And that's providing medical care and dental care and behavioral health care.
Yes. Yeah. All under one roof. So it's really easy for people to get all of their services met. They don't even have to leave the building to get their medication prescriptions filled.
Right.
They can have that done right on site.
Very good.
So it's a big convenience. We also have TOTA Behavioral Health Authority, which has a couple different programs under its umbrella. It's got the sobering center as well as the joint intervention program, serving those who are at risk of homelessness or homeless themselves and have substance abuse issues.
Right.
It's a really important program in our community. So
very much so.
Proud of that.
Very true. And I know there are some Head Start and some early Head Start programs too under the umbrella, right?
We've got a huge Head Start program. We've got 7 locations in the county serving very young children, 6 weeks old, up to 5 years.
Very good.
And 300 children in that program.
Wow. So. Okay. Excellent. Well, it's a lot of things that Presbyterian Medical Services provides to the community, and this event helps to support all those
yes,
different things.
It does. And we're really happy that a lot of the people that we serve are being served in multiple programs. So they might go to the Farmington Community Health Center to receive their health care and also be a student or
right.
family member of someone in Head Start.
True. That's very true. And Melissa Sharp, I know you've been involved with the Festival of Trees even before your involvement on the board of directors with Presbyterian Medical Services.
For all 16 years.
Yes.
Yeah, when PMS took it over.
Exactly. And so I think a lot of folks look forward to this event as another, again, kind of one of the opening events for the holiday season that week after Thanksgiving. It's
yes.
tradition,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have so many people tell us it's their tradition. And now that Suzanne has really... put it out there on Facebook, you see people sharing it and saying, you know, just tagging someone to say, here it is, this is when it is, and let's go.
Very so. True. And what have you heard from folks who've gone to the event and the businesses that support it too? Because that's a big part of this as well. It wouldn't be what it is without the support of the businesses, the sponsors of all the trees and the wreaths and everything else, right?
That is correct. And it really sounds crazy when you think about it, that people spend so much time and energy and money putting these amazingly beautiful trees together, and then they give them to us to raffle off. And so I'm always impressed with the support that we get, and it is people look forward to coming to the events. The businesses look forward to putting their trees together. We have people say, oh, we already have our theme for next year. And so it's something I think... it's a balance that the committee really keeps in mind of having it be a community event and a fundraiser. So we balance all of that, trying to make everybody happy and do what's best for everyone.
Right. But even as a fundraiser, because I know the ticket prices are very reasonable, and I know you try to keep it that way for some of the... I mean, the festival is usually always free to attend to see the trees.
Yes.
And then it's extra for some special events that we'll be talking about this morning. And, of course, the tickets are there as well. But it's always free to just show up and look at the trees, right?
Yeah, the goal is to really make this a community-wide event, something that everyone can attend. So if you have a large family and it's cost prohibitive to go to, to see even a movie, or, you know, there's things that just become a little overwhelming for people. So we want to make sure that everyone can enjoy the festival. So there's no charge to come to walk through the trees and see the amazing things that are there for raffle, and raffle tickets are only 50 cents.
Still. I don't know if that price has gone up ever.
It has never changed.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's wonderful.
Yeah. So it's affordable for people to, give their kids a little supply of tickets and let them go to town and enter for a chance to win their favorite
right.
entry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Festival of Trees and the schedule for folks who are watching us this morning. We'll put it on the screen and they can kind of see at a glance what's coming up. But here's the opening day is Wednesday the 28th, mm-hmm. which is soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if I might add to that schedule, we have a special tree purchase opportunity from 4:30 to 6 o'clock.
That Wednesday.
On Wednesday,
that's
the
right.
28th. And that's an opportunity for someone who... maybe knows they want to have a tree this year, they can come and we put certain trees out for purchase. And so we'll put a price on those trees. And so at that point in time, someone can come and purchase a tree outright. And so that tree would obviously not be there for raffle
right.
later on.
That's
so
true.
That's a great opportunity for businesses or individuals if they feel like they know they want to have a tree to come and take a look and see if there's something there that they like.
Got you. And is it just the trees, or are there some wreaths sometimes included too, or some other things?
Wreaths are included also.
So
mm-hmm. we do want to say that when we have a tree that's like real child-oriented,
right.
we do not allow those to be purchased, because anything that we think when the public comes through, they would be disappointed that, oh, this is
it's not available.
Has sold already.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we pick and choose about what we have available.
Got you. And so you select those and then decide what's going to be out for the pre-purchase
is
how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an addition to the schedule then, everyone, on Wednesday the 28th, again, from 4:30 to 5:30, that first hour, basically.
4:30 to 5:30, yes.
And then it opens to the public. And we get our first look at the trees and the wreaths and the everything in the, I should mention, newly renovated Farmington Civic Center this year, right?
Yes.
It's one of the first events in the big new expanded ballroom, correct?
We are so excited. We have kind of started bursting at the seams, so to say. So we have a whole new exhibit hall that we get to expand into this year. And I just think that the flow of traffic is going to be better, and I think things will be displayed nicer. We're really excited about that.
Right. How's it look? Have you been in
beautiful,
there yet?
Beautiful, yes. Okay. Actually, it looks exactly the same, which I thought was beautiful after their first renovation.
Right.
So you walk in and it's just seamless, but all of a sudden if you're at the very end hall and you look down, it just looks like it goes forever.
It's a little bit longer,
yes,
I guess, is what the whole
longer idea
is.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, a brand new kitchen, and so a lot of things we're very excited about.
That is exciting, and certainly I know a lot of folks, I think, are excited to see some of the other improvements to the Civic Center, mm-hmm, in addition to just the ballroom and the exhibit hall area.
Right. The outside is absolutely beautiful. We will be taking advantage of that during our family night.
Okay.
So we'll have some things outside.
Very good. Well, let's go back to the schedule and talk a little bit more about what's coming up. We have Thursday, then the next day would be the full day of events at the Festival of Trees, right? And talk to me a little bit about that, because your Teddy Bear Storytime, I think, continues to be a sellout.
Yeah, Teddy Bear Storytime is really very popular, and we have two showings of that event so that we can make sure that everyone who wants to come has a seat. It's limited to 150 guests at each showing, and we're almost at capacity for the first one, the 9 o'clock program.
Okay.
So if anyone wants tickets, now's the time to get them. They can purchase them online at Eventbrite, or they can come into our location across from City Hall and get them.
Okay. And that address is actually Riley Avenue, but I know it's off of Municipal.
Yes.
Is how you find it,
yes,
basically.
Yeah, 608 Riley.
And I know, I think I saw that you could buy tickets through the event on Facebook, too. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's through the Eventbrite site.
It'll link you to
it'll
that.
It'll link it. Yep.
Okay. And these are $5 a person.
Right. $5 a person, and you get some snacks, and every child gets a little teddy bear that's handmade by a group called Girlfriends Incorporated. They
nice.
Make them for us every year, and they're just adorable. So.
And the max for each session, you said, was how many?
150 guests.
So someone's making 300 teddy bears.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Every year.
For the two
yeah.
sessions. Wow.
Yes. They are very busy.
That's mm-hmm. wonderful. Mm-hmm. So the first one is at 9 on Thursday, and then the second one will be at 10:30, everybody. So as you're looking at the schedule, and I would, I guess, get your tickets sooner than later.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Especially if you plan to come to the 9 o'clock showing, I would say go on right
okay.
now.